Hello, YouTube, and welcome back to yet another edition of Stories from the Friend Zone. This is the segment where we go to the Friend Zone subreddit, and then we read the posts and then answer the questions. This happened years ago, but something I only recently found out. Back when I was friends with the girl I used to have a crush on, apparently one of my family members told her to stop being friends with me because of the fact that she was hurting me and leading me on, but she never listened to them. Why? I mean, did this girl seriously not give a fuck what my family had to say, or was there something else going on? I'm really dumbfounded by all of it, and that's why I had to ask. I no longer talk to this girl anymore, but it was like no matter what happened, she always still wanted to be friends with me. Yeah, I mean, why? You know, you guys are friends, you know, and I mean, if she's benefiting from that by, you know, maybe she is talking to you like a friend or treating you like a friend or hanging out with you like a friend or whatever. I mean, you guys are friends. So why would she break it off just because someone told them that she was leading you on? She doesn't really care. I mean, to her, it's just a friend. And if you're not going to do anything that's unfriendly, then there's no reason to stop being friends. How do you act when you get a compliment from your friend zoner? More likely, how do you feel about it? The last time it happened to me was like 6 years ago. Each time it happened, I would feel very angry because I'd find it manipulative. I wouldn't act on it, and I'd try to change the topic as fast as possible, excepting said last time. I remember getting angry because she rejected me 1 or 2 weeks before, and she had just got a boyfriend, a friend of mine. He's still my friend, and we never fought about it, lol. She told me that she couldn't believe that someone like me was still single and she would like her boyfriend to be more like me and blah, blah, blah. I got mad. I had told her that I didn't want to be her friend. I had told her that we should cut off contact and stop seeing each other again, and she had said she was okay with it. Why did she still stick around? Why was she still following me? Why was she still provoking me like that? What in the world did she want from me? I shouted, "Can you do me a favor and shut up?" She stared at me, at my creepy face. She got scared and walked away. I felt bad about it. I felt like a monster. I still don't feel very proud of what I did that day, but one learns from his mistakes, or so they say. I apologized the next day, but we stopped seeing each other for real, which was better since it was easier to move on. What's your experience with that kind of behavior when it comes from someone who friend-zoned you? Who knows? I mean, maybe she's just trying to be nice to you because she knows that you're kind of mad at her. Who knows? You know, if you probably had a thing for her. She detected it, or maybe you told her or something. I kind of hope that you told her. She detected what was going on. She probably felt you out and, knew that you were kind of angry about it. So probably, you know, who knows? Maybe he was trying to say something nice and wasn't trying to provoke you, but then you got upset anyways. Also, maybe she likes the attention. Maybe she likes having a boyfriend and also likes having people who, you know, she can compliment and will compliment her and stuff like that. Maybe she just likes having friends, you know, along with her boyfriend. Don't get angry at girls who don't like you. There's really no point in it, right? I mean, you know, girls are gonna talk with each other and stuff like that. It doesn't matter if they're in the same clique or whatever. You know, word gets around and stuff. If you end up being angry at girls, you know, because they don't like you, it's not really a good look for you. Basically, you know, don't give her a reason to have to take back her statement about, you know, she can't believe that, you know, someone like you is still single and stuff like this. But anyways, I mean, you know, what's my experience with that kind of behavior when it comes from someone who friends on you? You just kind of got to stop engaging. Yeah, you don't have to get upset about it. You know, just stop engaging them and stop hanging out with them as much as possible. And if you think they're trying to provoke you, just, you know, don't pay it any mind and move on. Spend your energy on something else. Get your energy out, but don't take it out on, you know, the person who's, you know, friend zoning you or whatever, temporarily friend zoned. So I've been talking to this girl on Snapchat for the past 2 months pretty much every day, and seeing her in real life every once in a while too, and hanging out. I liked her since the start, and about 2 weeks ago I told her that. However, this girl has had a boyfriend for 3 years, and I only found out about it 2 weeks ago when she told me. She said that the reason she never told me about him before is because he's abusive, treats her badly, and cheats on her. She said she doesn't want to be with him anymore, but he is controlling and won't let her leave. Anyway, that's beside the point of this. We've been talking for 2 months, and especially over the last week, flirting back and forth over Snapchat. Over the past week, she's said things to me like, "I wish my boyfriend wasn't here, RN, so you could sleep here. I'll fight any other girl that goes after you. My grandpa always said he wanted me to have a guy like you. I think about how we should be together, RN. I would treat you so good. You better cuddle me up, cause that's all I think about. Soon we'll be watching movies together every day." And she's told me she misses me pretty much every day, called me cute after every snap, told me she'll date me soon, and so on. It was going well, and her boyfriend were pretty much broken up. She was just waiting for him to leave her house. But then, a couple of nights ago, we were talking on Snapchat as usual, and she sent me a snap saying, "We were flirting so much in person yesterday, but we weren't even together yesterday. We were together the day before that." So I assumed that she accidentally sent that snap to me, but meant to send it to another guy, and called her out about it, got a little mad. Then she got upset about how I would even think she would flirt with other guys when she's pretty much with me. Since that moment, everything changed. First, she told me that her BF wants to fix things between them, she hasn't flirted with me once, and she talks to me less. So earlier today, I finally asked her about it, asking why she doesn't flirt with me anymore and if she's back with him. That's when she hit me with, "I just want to be friends." That line hit so hard and made no sense. I then flipped and started asking so many questions as to why and what happened, and she just said she's going through rough stuff right now and is being distant towards all her friends because she needs space. She told me she just wants to focus on graduating right now, and when I asked if she would reconsider being with me after, she didn't give a clear answer and avoided the question. She also never said if she was back with her boyfriend or not. Later that night, I texted her about it, asking if it was because of the thing a couple nights ago. She said maybe. I don't understand how such a small thing could change how you see someone entirely, so I don't think that's it, but I have no idea what else it could be. I asked her why she was flirting with me and saying all the things about us being together last week if she just wanted to be friends, and she first answered with, "I don't want to hurt you," meaning she basically lied to me with fake flirting, which I find hard to believe because why would you go out of your way to flirt with someone that you don't like? And the second answer she gave was that she talks to all her friends like that, which also obviously can't be true because you don't flirt with your friends and say everything she said to me. Anyway, she made it clear she just wants to be friends, and I told her I would, and I'm just sitting here trying to figure out if it's just a temporary thing because she's going through a lot right now and just needs to get over it before looking for a relationship, or if she just friend-zoned me forever. Update. I talked to her this morning and asked her straight up if she meant she just wants to be friends with me forever or if she just isn't looking for a relationship with anyone in general right now, and I asked if she may reconsider me in the future, and she just said, "I don't know what the future holds. I'm not saying yes and I'm not saying no." To me, that answer gave me some hope because if she did want to be just friends with me forever, wouldn't she just say that? It just sounds like she doesn't want any relationship, RN. Yeah. She probably doesn't want a relationship because the last relationship she was in sounds like, you know, she was she was in an abusive relationship who treated her badly and she cheated on her. Also, she's attracted to this kind of guy and she's attracted to you. So I'll just leave it like that. She's probably freaking out and probably put the whole... Okay.
This is so ridiculous.
Okay. She's probably pumping the brakes on this because she just got out of an abusive relationship. She made one slip up with a text and it was a wording where she meant the day before but actually said yesterday. Who knows, dude? She's probably gotten knocked around so much she doesn't know what day it is. Who knows, man? Especially nowadays, who even knows what day it is anymore? So someone says, oh, I liked hanging out with you yesterday and it was actually the day before. I mean, you're gonna flip out about that? You automatically think that she's talking to someone else because of that? I mean, look, who knows anything about this relationship, because this whole thing is ridiculous. But if you're gonna freak out on a girl for saying something, and you know, you kind of get what she's saying, but she meant it in the wrong tense or something like that, or she was a day off from what happened. I mean, you can't automatically jump to the conclusion that she's, I wouldn't say cheating on you because she's not going out with you and she's still with her abusive boyfriend, but you know what I mean, is she's talking to someone else just because she messed up a couple words. And you're gonna, and here's the other thing, is that then you freak out about it really hardcore and then go into the whole, well, what does this mean? What does this mean for us? Does this, a girl never wants to talk about, are we going to be friends now in the future and forever and blah, blah, blah. All, so many girls and people for that matter, just live in the moment and they could care less about talking about a hypothetical, are we going to be friends forever type situation. Who fucking knows? But anyways, she's staying away because you did something that reminded her of her current boyfriend or her ex-boyfriend or something like that, which is you freaked out on her about a text that she messed up a couple words in a text or something, and you freaked out about it. You know, what I'll say is just, you gotta chill out a little bit, man. Chill out on this girl. Also, you're kind of messing with girls that are in relationships already and stuff like this, and getting in the middle of that. And if, you know, if she's going to be cheating on you, here's the thing. If she's going to be cheating on her boyfriend with you, I mean, that could probably end up happening to you if you guys actually did get in a relationship. And especially if you're freaking out on her about a little text or something like this, yeah, she might end up doing the same to you. So cool your jets on this one, man. Aren't there other girls that you're interested in? Trying to friend zone me? Hey everyone, first time posting here, and this is my story. I visited a friend of mine a month ago in another city and met a very beautiful girl at his place. We made out on two separate occasions and nothing more. We have been texting each other every day since then, engaging into some very meaningful and deep conversations. But I had been starting to develop feelings for her. Anyway, expressing my feelings, she said she loved me but more like a friend, so cliche it has become hilarious, and she is still not over her ex-boyfriend. Basically, this guy was cheating at his girlfriend with the girl I talked to, and he turned to be a huge asshole. Me not being clingy or anything, I proceeded to tell her that this is fair enough and I can't make her feel something that she doesn't. However, we can't be friends since that wouldn't be viable at all with me being in love with her and having to move on. With no hard feelings or anything like that, I don't text her for 3 days, and then on Monday, all of a sudden, she starts texting me saying she feels very bad that we are not talking anymore and that she would like things to go back to normal and find a solution. Not to mention she has been going crazy since Monday, mainly long texts that don't make any sense in terms to what the F*CK she wants from me. I called her today, and she repeated everything she said before, but she insisted on things going back to normal, which I once again refused. Facts. 1. I love her, probably more than any other girl before. 2. I am not willing to go into friend zone, which I kind of was before I realized my feelings for her. 3. I genuinely believe she has feelings for her ex and that it's not just an excuse. So the question, what does she want from me? I apologize in advance if some of this stuff doesn't make sense due to English not being my first language and my current emotional situation. She probably just wants you to be cool. She probably doesn't want you to admit that you're in love with her. Again, and this is kind of with the, along with the other post, the last post too, is like, you know, she's kind of in a relationship or interested in her ex or something like this. She could totally be rebounding. She totally could have broken up with her asshole boyfriend who was cheating. Yes, he became an asshole after he cheated on his girlfriend with the girl that you're interested in. So who knows? I mean, she's pumped up about this guy, and then she meets you, who is like coming from another city and such, and she doesn't really know you. There's going to be distance there, so it's convenient. And so who knows? You know, maybe she rebounded, or maybe she was just feeling you. You know, maybe you were mysterious. She didn't know anything about you. She didn't know that you were in love with her yet. So she was cool with you. She probably just wants you to be cool. Yeah, I mean, you know, she's going to be sad if you completely stop talking to her. Is it a thing where y'all can go out again? I mean, is it just texting? And here's the thing too, man, is you can't have totally deep conversations and such over text. So much inflection and personality and humor and that kind of stuff, it all gets lost over text, and you really can't have deep, meaningful conversations over text like that. Why couldn't you have those meaningful conversations in person? How far away are they? You know what I mean? Actually try to hang out with this person. Go on a date or something. And if she won't go out on a date with you, then yeah, move on. I can't believe this just happened. So I've been talking to this guy for a good amount of months. He's a high school sophomore and I'm a high school junior. I caught feelings for him and eventually stirred up the courage to tell him how I felt. He said he wanted to get to know me better, and I was like, sure, yeah, understandable, ... So we talked more often, and he said he liked me back, even offered to finally take me out on a date. Sadly, Corona happened, so we only stay in contact through text. Literally a few minutes later, he said, ah, you're my best friend, I'm so happy. And I was like, ... Wait, I thought you... So yeah, my heart said, oops. Did I get friend-zoned, or is this just a situation where he likes me, but like, calls me his best friend? Man, I already got my sad Spotify playlist up. I'm ready to wallow if necessary. Yeah, this situation really does make it tough, you know, because anyone who is trying to go on dates or something like this, or, you know, people who are just trying to carry on with their daily lives, all of that is gets stopped up and is now abruptly upheld for this bullshit that we're dealing with. This kind of is a sucky situation because, you know, if it was any other time, I mean, maybe y'all would have been able to go out on a date and such. So for this one, it's just an unfortunate circumstance. Now, here's something that might help you out. Stop talking to him completely. See what happens. I'll just give you that piece of advice. Just stop talking to him completely and see what happens. See if he changes his mind. Who knows? And I'm not saying, you know, don't play with the guy. But, you know, here's the thing. I mean, it's kind of like the last post where you just can't have long conversations over text. So much of it gets lost. So, you know, your personality doesn't come through, and really just the physical aspect and just being in close proximity doesn't really come through over text or, you know, even video call and such. Maybe try to get it leaning towards a video call date or something where you play a board game or play a video game over video call or something, or even maybe even have dinner with each other over video call. Maybe that. I really don't know where to go with this, but my two pieces of advice here is stop talking to him and see what happens. Like I said, don't play with him, but just see if he comes back is basically kind of what I'm getting at. See if he has real interest there. And then the other thing is, you know, maybe try to get him to set up a video call date or something. You know, try to get real about it. Now it's tough times, but I mean, with what's going on, you don't know how long this shit is going to last. So you might have to do something like that. Or, to be honest, put this down and then pick it back up later when things go back to normal. So I'm confused. On Feb 13, a girl I've been talking to posted a picture of us and said, "Happy Galentine's to the boy who likes desserts. Am I in the friend zone? We've been hanging out, asterisk." Yeah, I mean, you're so deep in the friend zone, you got Happy Galentine's Day'd. She said she liked me, then friend-zoned me. Throwaway, since I know her IRL on my Reddit account. Basically, I confessed to her. She then proceeded to say that she didn't want to say she liked me back in case it didn't end well, but also not going to say that she doesn't like me back. I proceed to talk to this person for a week thinking I had a chance with her. Then out of nowhere, she says, "I really like you as a friend, but this doesn't mean I want to stop talking to you." I get it if she said this in the first place, but to leave me on for a week is kinda just cruel in my opinion. My question is, do I just move on and focus on different things, or just pretend that I don't have feelings for her and keep being her friend? I later pressured her a tiny bit on why she led me on, and she said she didn't know how she felt yet, which kind of irritated me that she didn't just say that in the first place. Dude, oh man. She led you on for a week? That's not. A week is so little time. A week is nothing. Can I just guess how that week went? Every single day, did you ask her how she felt about you? Was it a thing where you're like, "Okay, do you like me now? Do you like me now? What do I have to do? How much do you like me? Is it on a scale of 0% to 100%? Are you gonna friend zone me?" Here's why she said what she said. She has probably said this to a lot of guys, and a lot of guys have reacted the same way you did, where they came up to her and they were like, I'm super interested in you. Hey, what's going on? You got a girl that, who knows, she just doesn't, you know, she's easily approachable or something, or guys are attracted to her, and she's really got to let them down easy. And this has happened to her before, where she's like, "I really like you as a friend," and then they just ghost. If they know what's good for them. Anyways. But hang on for a second, dude. It's not cruel leading you on for a week. That's complete bullshit, dude. I mean, if it was... Yeah, who knows? I mean, if it was going on for months, I mean, that's one thing. But what? You meet a girl, y'all don't know how each other feels because you've only known each other a fucking week. Of course she doesn't know how you feel. Maybe she's trying to figure out if you're cool or not. Because here's what a cool person would do. Not continually pester her about if, you know, she likes him or not. Yeah, she was just trying to figure out if you were going to freak out or not. Next time, here's what you should do here. Leave this girl alone. If you can talk to other girls and get over it, great. And be her friend. That's probably what she wants. Who knows? But my point is that next time that this happens, don't try to get the answer in a week. Try to get to know a person first. You know, I mean, who, you know a person for a week. What do you know about them? You know what they look like. That's it. And even then, you can't remember what they look like when you go home. Try to take a person out or hang out with a person. Really get to know them and make sure they get to know you, too. Make sure they get to know who you are as a person. That's really why she, quote, led you on for a week. It's not leading you on. She's just trying to figure out who you were. Okay, that's going to be it. for this episode. Stories from the Friend Zone. Thank you for listening, and we will see you later.